Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
So, Jay, what's the idea there? Popcorn for breakfast, buddy, huh? That's what we're doing. Friday, of course. We're talking about the movies that are debuting this weekend. And do you have that Sinatra clip, Jay? Can you give that to me in just a second here? We've got two film critics with us, Karina Longworth, editor of the movie review blog Spout, and Rafer Guzman. Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday. They're both here in the studio. A couple of interesting movies that are coming out this week. And I guess the general question for you is...
It was a very good year.
Has 2009 been a very good year for movies? And let's begin with the movies that are coming out today. Rafer?
I guess 2009, so far, I haven't seen anything that's really thrilled me.
Yeah.
I think there have been some kind of interesting movies that have come out here and there. I think District 9 is actually one of the more interesting films to come out.
Yeah, I missed that last year. Last week I was on vacation. What about you, Karina?
I tend to gravitate towards some of the smaller films, and in terms of indie film, I think it has been a really great year.
A really great year. Okay. Well, let's listen to this. This, of course, is the big Quentin Tarantino rollout today.
Members of the National Socialist Party conquered Europe through murder, torture, intimidation, and terror. And that's exactly what we're going to do to them. We will be cruel to the German. And through our cruelty, they will know who we are.
So, Karina, Quentin Tarantino's kind of belated take on revenge against the Nazis. So you saw this at Cannes. Mm-hmm. Did you love it?
Not at Cannes, but I actually saw it again this week, and it is a slightly different cut than the one that premiered in Cannes, and I think that it works a lot better. Now I love Inglourious Basterds.
You know, this is we got the Brad Pitt who's the wacky Brad Pitt. You know, there's the leading man Brad Pitt, there's the Mr. Cool kind of Ocean's 11 Brad Pitt, and then there's the 12 Monkeys Brad Pitt, the Fight Club Brad Pitt, right?
Right.
Right. And now we've got the burn after reading Brad Pitt. And here, Inglourious Basterds, is the wacky Brad Pitt. I have to say, I love this persona. Does it work here?
Absolutely. And I think the burn after reading comparison is a really apt one. He's kind of going into hyperactive mode here.
Does he do the bit with the hands like he did in 12 Monkeys? I love that so much.
I don't recall any hand bits. But there are certain times where he just cracks you up with his little twitches.
All right. Well, sounds like a recommendation to me. But here we've also got Rafer Guzman talking about another movie that comes out today. This is Robert Rodriguez, kind of a Quentin Tarantino protege, it's fair to say, wouldn't you say?
Well, they work together.
Yeah, they work together, yeah. And this movie is short, so let's listen to a clip for a second.
How strong are you guys? I mean, if you really had to be tough against a bully. Because I might have a job for you tomorrow at school.
I was hoping for something a little more menacing.
I will show no mercy.
You're hired.
Kind of a revenge theme, Rafer, also. But it seems to me this is a spinoff in some sense of E.T., in the sense that kids find, in this case, an inanimate object that endows them with special powers, particularly over adults and their parents. Did you like this film?
I did. I liked this film a lot. I thought it was really smart, really, really funny, and I think it has a lot of very sly comments on America's love affair with technology.
Mm.
The object you're talking about is the wishing rock that grants its holder any wish. But the other item in the movie is the black box, which is sort of a stand-in for the BlackBerry or the iPhone. And it's
set in the suburb of Black Falls,
of
Texas.
Black Falls.
Black
it's,
Box Unlimited Worldwide yes, Industries is
which
where everyone
corporate
works.
Town.
John,
corporate
is
town.
Refreshing that it's not set in the suburbs of Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, they've definitely moved away. Well, Rodriguez, you know,
it's Texas,
knows,
right.
Yeah,
so,
Texas, right?
I have a question about this with Robert Rodriguez.
Yes,
that he was also the director of Spy Kids, which is, you know, in love with technology. So, is this a
right.
kind of a different commentary?
Yeah, it's a very different commentary. I mean, the black box that's in the film is it's a combination of it'll do anything essentially. It's an iPhone. It's a BlackBerry. It's a cheese grater. It's a nose hair trimmer, and it's essentially taking over the world by making everyone dependent on it. And
Do kids respond to this, or do you think this is more of an adult message?
I think kids will really respond to it. I mean, it's got enough booger jokes to definitely make it
well,
popular with the younger set.
Really, really good. So the movie there is Shorts. All right, that's out today. And the movie you were talking about, Karina, is Inglourious Basterds. Of course, the posters are everywhere of Brad Pitt. You said, I wanted to get back to that, this has been a great year for independent films. Name some for us.
I really love a film called Two Lovers, starring Gwyneth Paltrow and Joaquin Phoenix.
I loved that movie.
That'll almost definitely be on my top 10 of the year. It's been a really good year for documentaries, films like Food, Inc., and one of my favorite films of the year, Valentino, The Last Emperor, which has been a really surprise hit. I think that there's always interesting things going on in indie film, but due to certain changes in the way films have been distributed.
Distribution is the big story because it's a huge puzzle to find the stuff that's really out there that we could fall in love with.
Can I ask a quick question about Two Lovers? I did love that movie, but did it suffer because of Joaquin Phoenix's strange, was it a breakdown, performance art, rapper, crazy man thing?
You know, honestly, I think probably more people found out about that movie
because of all of that.
Because, I mean, as you say, it is a really hard time for people to even find out that a lot of these films exist.
No, and in fact, the indie distribution model has become the lead star has a gigantic freak out on TMX, right? Or TMZ. Right?
TMZ,
that's exactly right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Karina Longworth, editor of the movie review blog Spout here in the studio, and Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
The two movies, Shorts and Inglourious Basterds, and the other indie films that we were talking about, they'll all be linked on our website. Thanks a lot.